And for that we do thank you, Yahweh. We bless you. We desire to know you in the fullness of your power, that we are separated from all sins and delivered from every power and yoke of the flesh and the will of man, that above all things we may please you, Father. Above all things, I pray that that will be the desire of the house. We began to delight ourselves in that desire to please you. You will impart into us the desire of our heart. And we pray for that, Father. For we need that in this hour. We need that in this hour, Father. A dedication, a sincerity, and a realness to you, Father. We need that above all things. We pray you anoint the service tonight and touch your man and servant that he may speak with your authority by the Spirit of truth. And those things that will bring about the fruit in the lives of the house Yisrael. We ask all things in Messiah, Yahshua's mighty name. We bless you for all things. Bless the broadcast, the hearers, that they may hear the word of faith. We ask all things in Yahshua's mighty name, and we thank you tonight. We bless you, Yahweh. We thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yahweh bless you. You may be seated. Do thank him for all things and bless him tonight. For his goodness and his kindness, his long suffering toward us all. What a wonderful thing. When he grants his mercies and his love toward us, that we know that it is the Father, that he judges our hearts and our intents. He actually shows us what things that are embedded in the heart of man. And so what a wonderful thing it is that he will expose unto us the hidden secrets of our hearts. And for that I bless him and I thank him tonight. I'm very grateful. I'm thankful for all that Yahweh has done. When I see this confused world and the mind of man, it is so distorted from truth. I see that very few, I believe that wholeheartedly, are going to enter into the kingdom. For all the ways of a man, they are right in his own sight. Everything that he can perceive or imagine, and everything that he can determine by his own opinion, he believes that it is right. He has not weighed against Scripture, against the Spirit of truth. He determines in his own heart that it is right. And so he pursues those things without the leading of the Spirit. He's been led by the own error of his own flesh. As I see the heart of man and the error of man, that they are twisted in their doctrines, their theology. And the heart of man is such a confused thing in this hour. Unless a man is filled with the Spirit, he is not going to be directed into the path of Almighty Yahweh. It is one thing that we all must. I say this as I ask the Father, what do I speak tonight? What do I deliver unto the house tonight? As he spoke to my heart, it is an hour and a time that we must be sincere unto the Father. We must understand the sincerity of Yahweh coming from a heart that is sincere. We have played every kind of role there is. The role of hypocrisy and lukewarm, deluded. We've done all those things. And now we're in the time that our hearts must be totally sincere with Almighty Yahweh. And Scripture gives us reason why our hearts must be sincere. And the desire must be pure above all things. When there in our own hearts, in our minds, There is not a desire to know Him. In the fullness of His power, something is missing from your soul. Something is missing from your heart. When He is not the utmost thing on your mind, and all of your thoughts are surrounded by Him, then something is wrong with us, saints. It is not a sincere devotion unto Him. You think that when a young man is engaged to be espoused or vice versa to a young woman, his thoughts are constantly on her and her thoughts are on him. And when we are waiting for this great marriage feast of the Lamb that shall surpass any kind of wedding there is. I was discussing with the brothers that there was this Indian tycoon I made mention in service here. He had a wedding for his daughter, and he spent $67 million for the wedding. $67 million. Not 670,000. Not 6,700,000, but he spent $67 million for the wedding of his daughter. And then he purchased the most expensive house in the world, $147 million. Now, if this man believes that this is a utopic of a wedding and a home, then what greater things has Yahweh prepared for us that sincerely love Him? Not with the expression of verbiage, but our deeds and our actions show forth that we truly love Him and that we love one another. You know, I think about my wife. It is not that she tells me all the time that she loves me. That is not something I truly want to hear. But the things that cause my heart to sense that closeness and the pure love, it's not because she says she loves me, but because she says, I like being around you. I'm glad I'm growing old with you. You make me happy. Those are the things that does more to my heart than anything. To hear that kind of expression. I just like being around you. I do. Now we ought to love being in the presence of Almighty Yahweh. And His presence is fullness of joy. And His right hand are pleasures evermore. We must become sincere and real with the Father. Now, I want to define that word because it has a tremendous meaning. I want to define sincere. Now, this is what sincere means. It is a function word. It is an adjective. It says this. Number one, it is free of dissimulation. That is deceit and guile. Every kind of wickedness. Manifested in the heart, the mind, and the spirit of man. Now that's what sincerity is. It is free from dissimulation. It has no guile or any kind of deceitfulness associated with it. Now we must begin there in our own heart. Search it for the leaven of deceit and guile. Whereby there is a depravity of wickedness in us that we regard nothing at all. We regard no man. We do not regard our spouse, our brothers, or our children. There is no dissimulation. It is purely honest. It is free from adulteration. It does not play the field. It is totally committed, what sincerity is. It is pure, insincere doctrine There's a discipline about one being sincere and their heart being pure and real unto your way. It is marked by genuineness. It is not a falseness there. When someone is sincere, they are not false. But there is a genuine spirit of truth and trust. Do we truly trust your way with all of our heart, soul, mind, and all of our strength? Is there dissimulation in our heart? Are we false toward him, or are we sincere and real? Do we think that he sees everything that we do, and that he has us in his peripheral, and there's nothing that we can do that gets by him? It is wholehearted. It is something that is heartfelt. There's a sense there. It deals with the senses of man. And he senses something in his inward parts. And he knows that it is sincere and pure. It is without dissimulation, hypocrisy. You meet someone or you greet them, you will know if there is a sincerity there. You will know when there is hypocrisy there. When their hearts are not sincere. When they simply just tolerate you. It is not a delight. And they don't delight in the fellowship and the company of one another. Do we truly delight in the presence of Yahweh? Does he cause our hearts to sing with joy that he has liberated us from the power of sin and darkness? That our own dark minds led us down a path of deception and death, whereby we were separated from Almighty Yahweh. And we began to pursue our own values, those things that we thought that were important unto us. We must become sincere with him. And there's a reason why our hearts are not truly sincere. It is unfeigned, meaning it is genuine in feeling. That is when one is sincere. Their love is not with dissimulation or their faith being unfeigned. There is a genuine expression there of love toward Yahweh. And our praise and our adoration, our exaltation. Now that is a sincere devotion unto him. It is one without any hypocrisy at all, any falsehood at all. Sincere stress absence of hypocrisy. There is no hypocrisy when one is sincere. There's no dual attitude. There's just one attitude and one purpose. It has no falsification or exaggeration. When one is sincere, they do not falsify things. They do not exaggerate things. But they do things appropriately and accordingly as they should be done. Yahweh commands us. He speaks to us. There's a way that he wants to be worshipped. There's a way that he wants to be exalted and lifted up. And when he commands, let everything that hath breath, he means what he says. Has nothing to do with our feelings or our emotions. It has to do with his charge and his command, what he commands us to do. And if we love him, we will keep his commandments. We will do what he commands us to do. It is heartfelt, suggests depth of genuine feelings outwardly express. Now that's what a sincere heart does. It outwardly express that genuine attitude or the feeling toward Yahweh and our brothers and sisters. A husband must genuinely express the love toward his wife. And the wife must genuinely express the reverence. That is what she must do toward her husband, that there is such a deep honor that she will submit to the righteous laws of Yahweh, as Messiah is his head, as he administer those laws unto her, she will reverence that with all obedience and love, because she understands the authority and the power of that head. And it is an outwardly expression. It suggests honesty. There is warmth. When one is sincere, there is warmth there. There's a warm feeling. You sense that. I don't want to express myself in a way that is so outwardly cold, that I am untouchable. I don't want that. I don't want to sense that in my heart, that I'm so outwardly cold, and that my expressions outwardly are so cold that one says that I'm untouchable. I don't want that. I want to be sincere. And that is what the Father wants in this hour, that we will be sincere. It is an exuberant feeling which is displayed. We display that exuberant, sincere devotion unto Yahweh. Unfeigned stress, spontaneity, an absence of pretense. When one is unfeigned, there is a spontaneity there. There's an action or an expression that comes forth. It doesn't have to be tried or driven to come forth. It spontaneously comes forth. And that's the way it ought to be in the hearts of Yahweh's people. In worship and praise, husbands and wives, children's fathers, sons and daughters, mothers, children, there ought to be a spontaneity and an expression that we sense in our hearts, because we have the heart of Messiah, that mind, and we ought to know that it is the expression of Yahweh. Why is it that we don't have that kind of devotion and sincerity toward Yahweh? Why is not our commitment so sincere that we sell out to obtain that pearl of great value and great riches that nothing in the earth could supplant at all? What is the problem within the hearts of the people of Yahweh? Without sincerity, we being sincere, we're not going to receive the profound things of Yahweh in this hour. I want to remind you of a scripture as Yahweh brought me to this today. When one is sincere, there is an honest spirit there. The heart is honest. It is a just heart. It is a good heart. And Messiah made a profound statement concerning the sowing of seed. He says in Luke chapter 8, verse 15, I will show us why that we do not express that sincerity that we ought not. He says, but I want you to understand that when the seed of the word of Yahweh is gone forth, and when it is sown on good ground, he said, I want to tell you who they are that have good ground. He said, they are those which in an honest and a good heart, it must be a sincere heart, void of hypocrisy and pretense. When Yahweh sows the word of faith in our hearts, it ought to bring about this warmth in our souls. It ought to bring about an exuberant expression unto Yahweh, that he has done a mighty thing in our inward parts. When he breathed the breath into you each morning and bring you alive, there ought to be an exuberation down in the inward parts. You mothers can look at your children and see life. When many children are starving throughout the world, it ought to bring an exuberation and a heart warmth and an expression from you. When you wives can look at your husbands, even though through your trials and your difficulty, you have seen a man that is committed unto you. It ought to be a warmth of an expression down in your souls. When there are those in different continents, have no wives, no husband, and they're feeling for themselves dying and no one to strengthen their hands. You husbands that have wives that reverence you, and Yahweh means what He says, that there ought to be a reverence. It's coupled with the fear of losing your spouse or separation or divide. When you have a spouse of that nature, you ought to express your sincere gladness and your gratitude toward Yahweh for what He has done. Now in this generation, because the hearts are filled with murmuring and complaining, the hearts are filled with every kind of guile, evil spirit there is, and not with the law of Yahweh, so there is nothing there to govern the heart. So it does what it wants to. It speaks the way it wants to. It reacts the way it wants to. The Messiah declared those which, first of all, the heart must be honest. It must be sincere. It must be sincere unto Yahweh. Out of an honest and a good heart, have heard the word. And when one has that spirit, they will keep it. They keep the word of Yahweh. We discard it today. It goes in one ear, the natural ear. It never penetrates to the spiritual ear. We can't keep anything that is said today no longer than when we have heard it, it has escaped us at the next moment. He says, those that have an honest and a good heart, when they have heard the words of conviction, the statutes, the judgments of Yahweh, they will keep those things. They will keep that word, and they will bring forth fruit with patience. It will begin to bring forth the excellence of the fruit of Yahweh with patience. What patience? Through trials. Through afflictions and sufferings. They will begin to bring forth patience. But the heart must be, first of all, honest. It must be a sincere heart. It must be a desire that is sincere. There cannot be any pretense there at all. Cannot be any hypocrisy. We cannot have a false balance, but it must be a sincere balance. And because our lives, we have walked in such hypocrisy, dissimulation, we have been unfeigned in our ways. And the only way we will get to this place, whereby the heart is honest and good, there must be the judgment of Yahweh. He must correct us and cleanse the filthiness and the corrupt things that we have allowed to inundate our hearts and fill our minds with every kind of unscrupulous spirit there is, that our minds are turned away from the pure principles of the laws of Yahweh, that we cannot even retain them in our hearts. Somewhere we have missed it. Somewhere we have lost the perspective what Yahweh commands and what He intends. It must be out of an honest heart, a honest heart and a good heart, whereby the fruit of Yahweh will come forth. It's not going to come forth out of any of the heart. When we are not sincere, we can't be honest with ourselves. We can honestly judge ourselves and see the things that are causing us to fall continuously in the same pitfall of sin. Now what Yahweh wants to do is show us by judgment the thing that is literally in you. It is not your neighbor, my friend. But He wants to reveal the thing that is literally in you. When there is not an abundant of fruit, and the fruit is the life source of our lives. You don't have the joy, the meekness, the kindness, the love of Yahweh. You're not going to be sustained on this journey. You're not going to be willing to endure and to suffer much affliction. And that's why many turn their hearts away from Yahweh, because they do not have the ability to endure until the end. Only those that endure unto the end, they are the only ones that are going to be saved. We must begin to walk in the sincerity of Almighty Yahweh. You must commit yourself with a sincere heart, and not with a false heart, but you must be sincere. And you must begin to judge your heart and search out your heart and see if you are sincere. I want to go in depth in Scripture. It says in Philippians, Paul, writing unto the saints of Philippi, Philippians chapter 1, verse 8. And as Paul was expressing unto the house of Philippi, he was expressing unto them there was a great joy when one triumphed, even in their suffering. And Joel was in the midst of a great affliction. And yet he expressed unto them there is a great triumphing, victorious rejoicing, because I know who I suffer for and the purpose that I'm ordained and the life that is ordained for me. Until we began to understand the purpose of Yahweh, we will never be sincere. A wife must understand the role of a wife. A husband must understand the role of a husband. That's why there's such unfaithfulness in the world. And the world has a strong power to allure either one into its clutches. Male or female, it makes no difference at all. Now whatsoever. And Paul says in the first chapter, Philippians, verse 8, he says, for you to understand who I am and you to know that my words are to motivate you to that excellence in Almighty Yahweh. He said, if you have the Spirit, you will know for Yahweh is my witness or my record. He said, my record does not per se lie with men, but Yahweh is my witness. He said, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of your sure Messiah. In the midst of my bowels were the inward afflictions of the Messiah. He suffered on the cross, and we sense the external afflictions of him. And Saul said, I bear them in the inward parts. He says, and this I pray, that your love may abound. Listen to this. He said, I pray that your love may abound, yet more and more your love will abound. The more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. In knowledge and in all judgment. When a man begins to truly walk in the dynamics of Yahweh's love, he delights in judgment, for that is his strength to walk correctly before Yahweh. Now this generation is one that despises any kind of judgment at all. Our love should abound even yet the more as we grow more in knowledge, as we understand the judgment of Yahweh, that our love should abound even the more. That ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere now. He said, I want you to be sincere and without offense or without sin till not when, but he says, till the day of Messiah, that we ought to be sincere and without sin. We ought to be pure. And when a man is sincere, his thoughts are pure. His desire is pure. He is not overtaken by evil thoughts, and his mind is not given over unto evil things. And today the mind of this generation is given over unto evil thoughts. We think evil one of another. Our perceptions are evil. They're corrupt. They're wicked.
And the reason why, because of the sincerity, it is missing from the hearts of the people. We walk in dissimulation, unfeignedness, and hypocrisy. And if we truly judge our hearts and begin to walk in His way, we will never justify our ways. You can't justify your ways, brothers and sisters. There's only one just way, and Messiah laid the path of that way. And that is why we must consider the things that He endured, and the way He walked, the things He suffered, the things that He had to battle up. We must consider all those things, for that is the mark of the true saints of Almighty Yahweh. We must be sincere and without any kind of offense or any sin against Yahweh till the day of Messiah. So we must be sincere until we see that great day. It cannot be sincere with one or two. We must be sincere with all. We can't be sincere with hypocrisy against that brother or that sister, and sincere with that one. That can't be. We must be sincere with all. We can't be false with one and sincere with the other. We must be sincere. And our hearts must be sincere, brothers and sisters. It must be honest and not with dishonest. We can't have dishonesty in our hearts and say that we love Yahweh. It's a deceitful life from hell. And our flesh has taught us to be deceitful. It has taught us to be dishonest. And that is not the mark of the power of Almighty Yahweh. The mark of His power, that there is a sincere devotion. And we must be sincere to the cause that He has ordained us for. What is the cause that we suffer for the sake of Messiah? That is the cause He has ordained us for. That we lay down our lives. And we must be sincere in doing that. We must be sincere. And that sincerity is developed because we desire to hear the truth. And when we hear the truth, we keep it. We don't discard the truth. We don't lay it aside. But we keep the truth. That our hearts may produce the fruit of righteousness. It may be governed by the will of the Father. And not by the will of the flesh. Whether brother or sister intrigue me wrongfully, that has nothing to do with you being sincere. Has nothing at all. We must be sincere, brothers and sisters. We can't be filled with hypocrisy, because if we are filled with those kinds of spirits, we are lukewarm. I'm telling you all, you saints better pray that your way, regardless to who the man is, that He raise up one that is mighty in anointing, that he speak the word of Yahweh with clarity. Very few men today. Very few today will stand for the strength and the pure things of Yahweh. Many know the name, but it's more than the name. In the name you find the riches and the jewels of Almighty Yahweh. In that name you find the strength of holiness and the power of righteousness. It's more than a verbal expression of the name. It goes beyond the depths of the lips, but it goes to the inward core of the heart. And it began to search out those things that do not produce the riches of Yahweh. It's more than that. When a man understand the name, that he will understand the will of the one that expressed that name. And that is to live holy, righteous, and pure before Almighty Yahweh. He says in verse 11, being filled with the fruit of righteousness, which are by your sure Messiah, to the honor and the praise of Almighty Yahweh. Now that is what that sincere heart will do, saints. It will cause the fruit, those that hear the seed that is sown. It is those that hear the word, and out of a good or honest and good heart, they keep the word. They bring forth fruit with patience. They have the ability to wait on Yahweh because they know that He is sincere at what He has said. And they will wait faithfully upon Him, even in the midst of trials. Don't you know that fruit will come forth by patience? Well, how is patience produced? By tribulations. Tribulations bring forth patience. When a man is tried, when his faith is tried, it brings forth that ability to wait on Yahweh without any murmuring or complaining. He doesn't complain. He endures the afflictions, and he's grateful that Yahweh has called him and established him that his name may be exalted in that person. And that's the beauty of it. We must be sincere. Our hearts must be honest. It can't be a heart that is filled with hypocrisy. Can't be one that is filled with backbiting and deceitfulness and lies and corruption. That's not a sincere heart. There's nothing good in that heart. It can't be one that is filled with vile, evil, guile and depravity, that it speaks evil against the house of Yahweh. It speaks evil against brothers and sisters. That is a depraved spirit. That's not the mind of Yahweh. It's not the heart of Almighty Yahweh. It can't do that. Must be sincere. The devotion must be real. It must be one that is felt. That others can sense, and they literally can feel this exuberant charge that is in your soul. We sense a dead charge today. That's what we sense from the house. A dead and unlively charge, because the hope is not a lively hope. The world is not a lively hope. And the reason your hope is not lively, because it is in the world and the things of the world. It pertains to this life. That's why you are of all men most miserable. Because your hope is in this life. I say to you all that sitting in this tabernacle tonight, I tell you this. You are going to pass from this life. You got to find out what's the righteous path. And tomorrow is not promised unto you. You may think that you're going to live a long, right old life. That doesn't mean nothing. I don't care how much you exercise and your diet and all of that. You're going to pass from this life. And there is a judgment for you. So it behooves us to be sincere and dedicated and real with Almighty Yahweh. It behooves us to be real and sincere. Above all things, I want to be sincere. I don't want my heart to be filled with hypocrisy or deceit or falsehood. I don't want that. There's nothing for me to gain. I don't want my heart to be filled with lies and deception, pillaging and robbing. I don't want that, Father. My prayer before Yahweh tonight is to kill me. And I mean that. I say it with all integrity and all honesty. I say it. Take me, Father. I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want that above all things. I don't want to be a hypocrite. I don't want to be insincere with Him. I want to be sincere. I want to be real. I don't want to be false. I want to be real in the charge that He has given unto me. I don't take this as something half-heartedly. It's a real endeavor. It's my life. There's no other life but its endeavor. There's nothing else to choose but the pathway of righteousness. There's no other path to walk upon. There's no other hope at all. The only hope is the hope of Yahshua Messiah. That we shall see the honor and the living, viable power of the Father. There's nothing else. Kephar says in 1 Kephar, 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 1. Now, first of all, we must do this. 1 Peter, 1 Kephar, chapter 2, verse 1. He says, first of all, wherefore, laying aside. Do you not know you can lay aside certain things? He said, lay aside. Just like you laid that book in your hand aside. He said, lay aside, not some, but all malice. That is that depravity. A mind whereby it is not given to the law of Yahweh is not subject whereby your mind goes beyond the governing power of the laws of Yahweh. Now that's depravity. What rejects Him. What a wife goes beyond the laws that He commands her to go beyond. What a husband goes beyond those laws, that there is no righteous judgment in his spirit. There's no power of the Kudus Ru'ah. That he goes beyond the premises of the laws that Yahweh commands him to do. There's a spirit of malice. There's a depravity there. He has a depraved mind. She has a depraved spirit. He says, and oh guile, I'm quite sure we understand what guile is. It is a deceit. It is a subtle deceit. It's a lying spirit. A deceitful lying spirit. He said, oh guile. And what word he use here? And all, and hypocrisy or dissimulation. All hypocrisy and envious, being envy, being jealous because of position, attitude, or thought, perception. He said, and all evil speaking. Don't you know when you speak against dignities or those things that you don't understand that that's evil speaking? You shouldn't speak against those things. Now look what he says here in verse 2. You must read this. He says, now look, as newborn babes, as one that when you hear the word of truth, it brings about a newness in your life. It brings about a new birth in your spirit. He says, as newborn babes, desiring now. Now that's what a newborn babe desiring. Because we're caught up in our old cobwebs, webs, and our old antiquated thinking. He said we ought to desire as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word. You mean the word is sincere? We ought to desire the sincere milk of the word. For what reason? That you may grow thereby. Isn't that amazing? Because even as adults, you still drink milk. Some adults love milk. And yet, as a newborn babe, that when the word of Yahweh is expressed unto us and spoken to us, it ought to bring a new birth in our souls. It brings about a new birth. It brings about a transformation. And it's one thing about a newborn babe. They don't kick. They don't fight. They show an exuberance of expression. They cry. You see the expression of emotions there. They express laughter, joy. They express that. And so as newborn babes, we ought to desire the sincere milk of the word of Yahweh. For what purpose? That we may grow thereby. That we may become rich and fat in the faith. Look at that little lad back there, Lodolphus. He's fat. Because of the sincere milk. And we ought to grow fat in our spirits. That there is an expression of the fatness of Yahweh in our souls. That we have a love that is so rich and sincere for Him. And in loving Him, you can't do nothing but love your brothers and your sisters, your neighbors as yourself. You must do that. You must. And if you don't love them like yourself, you're not sincere. And if you're cold toward yourself, then you'll be cold toward your neighbor. If you're cruel toward yourself, then you'll be cruel toward your neighbor. If you're unapproachable to yourself, then you're unapproachable to your neighbor. And Yahweh doesn't want us to walk like that. He wants us to be sincere. He wants us to be sincere with Him. That there's a profound devotion and our hearts love Him. I want to read this. I like this meaning out of the lexicon of being sincere. This is what it says. Listen. Pure, sincere, unsculled. It's not dirty. Unsculled. But look at this now. I like this. This is how we know we're sincere. It says, found pure when unfolded and examined by the sun's light. So even when one is unraveled, Even when they are evil spoken against, when they are done wrong, they still show forth an excellence of the pure spirit of Yahweh. And even when they, when it's unfolded, there is no spot. There's no dirt there. There's nothing there that's unscullied. There's nothing that has soured that spirit or that mind, the heart of that one. And our hearts are so easily sorted, made impure and unscullied. Because we walk so much in the flesh and not in the spirit. Only those that are led by the spirit are the sons of Yahweh. The flesh is enmity against him. You can never be sincere at our fleshly operation. Our flesh mind can never lead us to be sincere. That is why it behooves us. It is important to be filled with the spirit of Yahweh. Now with this world religious spirit, we need the anointing and the power of the Father. Not some religious spirit. Not the spirit of David Roberts, but the spirit of the Father. That's what we need. And without that, we're not going to enter into the kingdom. And that's just the truth. Look what Scripture says in Deuteronomy. You must understand in Scripture that the Tanakh, the Torah, is that the new covenant were witness of the truth that was spoken by the mouths of the prophets. Scripture says in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. It says, "Hear, O Israel, Yahweh our Father is one." No duplicity, just one. And he commanded them, Moshe, he says, "And thou shalt love Yahweh thy Father, thy Elohim, with all of thine heart now, and with all of thy soul, and with all of thy might." Now that's what he says. We must love him with that kind of sincere dedication and sincere devotion. We've allowed everything, all kinds of personal things to come between our devotion and our love with him. Now he commanded a house to love him, and he was only speaking to Yisrael. The house, to call out the faithful. Then he commanded them to love him with all their heart. Not partial love. He said, "You give everything unto me. To love me with all your heart and your soul, your spirit." You must be sincere. We must be devoted. We can't love him partially. But he said, "You love me with all. And with all of your strength, apply all of your strength unto me." Not unto natural things. You apply it unto me. He said, "You love me that way." And then he says in verse 6, "And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart." You shall put these words in your heart, saints. When we are sincere to Yahweh, the reason, he said, that's why there's nothing that comes forth now. Because they hear the word and they don't keep it. But when a man hears the word of Yahweh and keeps it, he begins to bring forth fruit with patience. He says, so you love Yahweh with everything that he commands you, and you put that in your heart to do it. We put every kind of lie, every kind of sinful, wicked, corrupt thing in our hearts, every kind of deceitful, guile thing in our hearts. We don't put the law to govern our souls to show oblations and devotions unto Yahweh. And that's the way this world is. What man wants a wife that is not sincere? What wife wants a husband that is not sincere? That's unfaithful. Is he faithful to us? He is so faithful. He is so sincere. He is so devoted. He shows forth an excellent love. Here in his love he tells us, not that you love me, but that I love you. I want to show you what love is. That you can express that kind of sincere devotion unto me. He wants us to be sincere, brothers and sisters. He wants that in our hearts. He doesn't want this falseness and this hypocrisy. This pretense. We do things by pretense. And it's not real. He doesn't want that. That's wrong. We can never bring forth the excellence of his fruit. And that's why the fruit will die. You find yourself dying today because you don't put these things in your heart. They must go beyond that little carnal thinking thing that processes things. It must go down to the inward parts of my soul. The life, you must live these things. They must be mighty in us. We must live it. We must express it. It has to be a warmth in our souls that when we hear it, it causes our hearts to be fat. It can't be any other way. Without that, we're going to lose out. We're going to lose our souls. He said, hear what I say, Israel, for these are the things that I want you to do. It says in the 10th chapter of Deuteronomy, verse 12. Deuteronomy 10:12. And now, not tomorrow, and now, Israel, what doth Yahweh thy father require of thee? What doth Yahweh require of you? He said, but to fear Yahweh your father, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve Yahweh thy father with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Can you have that kind of devotion unto him and be insincere? You must be sincere. And the only reason we can't apply this and keep this in our hearts is because we are missing the element of sincerity. Now we need that in our soul, saints. We need to be sincere. We need to be devoted unto him. And that must be a real desire and a purpose in our hearts to fear him, to obey him, to walk before him in reverence. It has to be. Unless we get that in our hearts, that we're going to walk contrary. We're going to walk in dissimulation. We're going to walk in hypocrisy. We're not going to be real. And if you judge your heart, no, not my brother or my sister, you simply judge your heart, you will find what is in you. You truly will. This is a nation that wants to hear things that patronize the flesh. There's no time for that. No patronizing of any flesh. I won't do it. I will not do it for any man. We must be sincere unto your way. Turn to Matthew. I want to. Now, the new covenant must bear witness to this truth. I want to read this in Matthew 22 and verse 36. As they questioned Messiah, they asked him a question. Pharisees and the scribes. Matthew 22, verse 36. And then I want to go to Mark 12, 32. I want to give you the answer from Mark 12, 32. But look what he says in Matthew 22, 36. I like the reading in Matthew, but I like the answer better in Luke. I love the word, but I want to read this for clarity and understanding. It says in Matthew 22, 36, Rabbi, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Verse 37, Yahshua said unto him, thou shalt love Yahweh, thy father, thy Elohim, thy father, with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. He said, that's the way you should love Yahweh. You should be so sincere that your mind is not taken by things that will not bring about the sincere devotion unto him. You see how our thoughts and our minds are given on over the things that cause us to be unsincere with him. Our devotion is not to him. We're devoted to the flesh, and we would do things and compromise in our flesh. He doesn't want that, saints. He wants us to be devoted and sincere unto him. He wants a great devotion unto him. And he wants to come from the heart. Because the issue of our heart should be to please him. There should be no other issue come from our souls but to please the Father. What it takes, Father. Messiah did all things to please the Father. He did not try to please himself. He suffered immensely and they bruised his body. But he did all things to please the Father. And we should do all things. That should be our sincere desire. That should be our sincere motive. What is thy will, Father? It says in Mark chapter 12, verse 32. Now I want you to hear what the scribe said. Mark 12, 32. Reference of the same questions that were asked in Mark. But this is the response of the scribe. And the scribe said unto him, "Well, Master, Mighty One, Rabbi, Teacher, thou hast said the truth. For there is one Elohim, and there is none other but He. And to love Him with all the heart," listen to what He says, "and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love thy neighbor as himself, is more than all of burnt offerings and sacrifices." So to be sincere with Yahweh and His commandments and to obey Him, you can do anything. Anything is any greater than that. He says greater than all the burnt offerings and all the sacrifices. It's greater than anything that a man can do just to obey Him and to be sincere with Yahweh. To love Him with everything in us. And we began to do that, we have no time to be insincere. We'll be sincere. We have no time to walk in hypocrisy and lies and corruption. Somewhere our minds are very idle, that we're given over unto these vile spirits that they rule. Depravity, guile. He told us to lay aside all of those things. And we don't lay them aside. We began to search our hearts and see whether we are walking in the faith, brothers and sisters, or we're walking in our own religious posturing. Believe that we're doing things right. If it's not according to the laws of Yahweh, according to Scripture, it's wrong. I don't care what man or who is doing it. It's wrong. He tells us how to do it. He commands us how to do it. And we must do it that way. Verse 34 of Mark 12. "And when he saw that he answered discreetly," he answered it very carefully, with sincerity, he did. "He said unto him," look what Messiah said, "Thou, you my friend, are not far from the kingdom of Yahweh." You are not far from the kingdom. You have what it takes. That's what it's going to take to get into the kingdom. "And no man after durst ask him any question." After he answered that, they were kind of timid to ask him the question. But we become sincere unto Yahweh, saints. We're not far from the kingdom. We're not far. We're close to the kingdom. We're close to the purpose of the kingdom work. But when we are not sincere with Him, we are far from the kingdom, brothers and sisters. We're not walking in the kingdom laws. The laws of the kingdom are everlasting. They were not just established when Messiah came. The kingdom laws have been from the beginning. And that was the beginning of Yahweh, who has no beginning. And so we're not far from the kingdom laws. If we do what He tells us to do, we should purpose, that should be the purpose of our hearts, to be sincere. He is our husband, man. You want to be sincere? Why would not a wife want to be sincere with a husband and devoted? Why would not a husband want to be sincere? Why would he want to walk in a way that is not with sincerity of heart? I don't want to live that way. I truly do not. I don't want a relationship that is not based upon purity and honesty. That based upon that, it has nothing. It has no value at all. It's not worth a piece of cow's dung. I want to live honest enough that my wife will trust me with all honesty and purity of heart. And that's the way Yahweh wants us to live. In a way that He trusts us with the riches and the jewels of the kingdom works that He grant unto us. Those things. Understand it of the mysteries or the secrets of Yahweh that has not been given to other generations. We need to know the time and understand the time and know when the time is The reason we don't know when the time is because we're not sincere. We're not devoted and real with all money Yahweh. We get sincere and devoted unto Him. Then we will know the time. David says in Psalm 74:9, he says, we see not our signs. There is no more any prophet. Where are they? Where are the sincere ones with Yahweh? He said, neither is there among us any that know how long. I want to know how long, Father. How long will it be until we be going home? How long shall it be before the kingdom is established? And this metaphor here about the synagogue or the tabernacle is dealing with this culmination of the works or the makings of Yahweh's kingdom. Everything has to do with the kingdom work. Every parable, every metaphor has to do with the works of Yahweh. Everything. So where are the prophets? Where are the sincere men that know and understand the time? Why don't we understand those things? Because we're not sincere in our devotion, our studying, our time with Him, our commitment. Those things have to be sincere, saints. And I speak to our shame. It's not to His honor, but I speak to our shame. Because we must begin to walk with that kind of mindset. Messiah said, blessed are the pure in heart. Only the sincere, for they shall see your way. Only the pure. You can look it up in your dictionary in the Thesaurus, and you will find that these are synonyms of the word sincere, pure, and honest. Or blessed are those that are honest and sincere unto your way, for they shall see Him. I want to see the Father. I do, saints. It is going to take the discernment, spiritual brothers and sisters that are spiritual, that they judge all things, and they can't be afraid of judgment. That is our strength. That's why Yahweh brings us together, that there are those and we are spiritual. We can judge and we can see those things that are not appropriate before Yahweh and warn one another. I would be a fool if I would not receive a warning from a brother or a man. Even from a sinner. It makes no difference. I take heed to judgment, warnings. I do. I don't care whose mouth it comes out of. Because we begin to search my heart and see if it's real. I want to see if my heart is sincere. I want to see what's there. And those corrupt things, I want to root them out by the root, brothers and sisters. I want to root them out by the root. I want to identify them. And the Spirit of Yahweh will identify them. We're a generation do not want those things identified. David declares in Psalms 24:3. He says, who shall ascend into the hill of Yahweh? Or who shall stand in His holy place? That's the question. Who is going up to stand in the presence of Yahweh? First of all, he said, he that hath clean hand and a pure heart. A heart that is sincere. You must have a sincere heart of great devotion. He that hath clean hand and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor hath he sworn deceitfully. He has not spoken lies, he has not been given over unto lies and corruption, but his heart is sincere. His heart is devoted. He shall receive the blessing from Yahweh and righteousness from the Elohim of his salvation, from the Father of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek Him, that seek His face, O Yaakov Selah. When a man is sincere, he will seek. He will set his heart to know, to understand. He will seek the face of the Father. When we are not sincere, we will not seek Him. We'll seek every kind of vile, unclean, depraved thing there is. And this is a house that, and a generation that loves seeking things that will not bring forth the manifestation of His power. That is the expression of Him dwelling in us. And we know that He is real. We know that. Can you imagine if you found a treasure trove of great riches
You realize how real they are, you'll rejoice. I believe I would. I know I would. Think of what things they could do for the kingdom work. I will rejoice. And so when Yahweh exposes treasure trove of richness unto us, we ought to rejoice. And we ought to be sincere in how we deal with the riches of Yahweh. We need to begin to develop that sincere nature in our hearts. We need to begin to do that. And it starts by keeping the word of Yahweh in our hearts. We can't refuse it. We can't allow it to become disannulled, having no meaning or no purpose. We must keep that pure word of Yahweh down in our souls. We must. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. I want to read a few verses. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. Saul says, now the end of the commandment is love out of a sincere or pure heart. Now that's the fullness when a man has fulfilled the commandment. And of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned without hypocrisy, without being false. From which some have swerved and have turned aside unto vain jangling. Just talk. And this is a generation that talks. It's not sincere, but it talks. It says, desire to be teachers now. Everyone wants to teach. Teachers of the law. He says, understanding neither what they say, nor whereof they affirm. They can't even affirm or confirm what they say because their lives don't represent it. They want to teach, they want to show, and they ought to be taught. Why? Because they're not sincere. Their hearts are not pure in obeying and keeping the laws of Yahweh. And we must keep the laws of Yahweh. That's the end of all the commandments, out of a sincere heart. Even when you don't know if your heart is sincere, brothers and sisters, He will reveal that to us. Even when we don't have the understanding, I can see all the years things that is revealed unto me, even though I didn't have knowledge, but I was sincere. It's one thing I've always said to Yahweh. I don't want to be a hypocrite, Father. I don't want to be a false brother. I want to be real. I want my motives to be pure. I don't want to be motivated by things that are impure. Things that are carnal and flesh. That's not my motivation. My motivation is not some kind of power or authority. My motivation is the authority and the power of Yahweh dwelling in His house. And He literally can speak to us. And we will know. And He literally can say to us, rise and get out of the beds and go forth. And we all will even come into the tabernacle. And that's what He wants to do. Just get up and go there and fall on your faces. When you get here, you see the saints, you know it's Yahweh. See, that kind of expression is not done anywhere because there's no sincere desire. I believe He will do that. He did not give us His Spirit to leave us comfortless. He gave us His Spirit to lead us. It is truth. I'm going to close here from 1 Peter. The first Kephar, chapter 1, verse 19. I like this. He said, but with the precious blood of Messiah, as a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, as we were foreordained to be sons, but was manifested in these last times for you, who by Him do believe in Yahweh. It is by Messiah we believe in the Father Yahweh, that raised Him up from the dead and gave Him honor, that your faith and hope might be in your way. Because we know that these works were done not by man, but by the Father. Seeing ye have purified your soul in obeying the truth through the Spirit. How? Unto unfeigned love of the brethren, without hypocrisy. With sincere love of the brethren. Not a hypocrisy love. See that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. That you love one another with a heart that is sincere. And that's what we must begin to do. He wants us to be sincere in all of His application, saints. We can't be insincere. We must be sincere to Him. Our commitment must be sincere. Can't be with hypocrisy, unfeigned type of motivation. But it must be sincere. Without that, we're not going into the kingdom. We must be committed to the Father. His will and His purpose.
We can't be committed to anything. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. Our desire and our motive should not come from the stimulation of the world, but it comes from the stimulation of His truth. Nothing else. And if it comes from the stimulation of the world, we're not being led by Him. If the carnal things cause us to rejoice and we're glad and we express a worth because of these natural things and not attribute them to the power of Almighty Yahweh, then we have nothing. He wants us to be sincere. Even your breath tonight, He has granted that. Even your life tonight, He has granted that. Even the feel of your fingers, He has granted that tonight. Even the vision of your eyes, He has granted that. And that's enough to rejoice about. That's enough. Hallelujah. May He bless you, give you all strength. His word is pure. It's not based upon any man. It's not based upon me. It's just based upon the man Messiah. It's not based upon David Roberts. It's not based upon Jeff Wagner. It's not based upon David Lee. Not based upon Benny Honeycutt. It's based upon the man. For He is the hope. He is the resurrected hope of the house of Israel. He is. May Yahweh give you strength. May He bless your heart. May He encourage you tonight.